In the quaint town of Willow Creek, where golden fields stretched endlessly, two childhood friends, David and Clara, grew up under the shade of a mighty oak tree. They shared dreams, laughter, and a bond so deep it felt unbreakable. David, the son of a wealthy farmer, and Clara, the daughter of a hard-working laborer, never let the world's differences come between them. Together they chased butterflies, skipped stones across the river, and shared their dreams for the future. But as they grew older, life began to pull them apart. David was sent to the big city for school, leaving Clara with a promise. "I'll write to you every day, I promise," and at first, he did. But as the years passed, the letters stopped, and with them, Clara's hopes of their childhood love enduring began to fade. Time moved on. David returned to Willow Creek, but not alone. He brought with him the weight of his family's expectations and the news of his arranged marriage. When Clara confronted him under the old oak tree, her heartbroken voice cut through the silence. "Why didn't you tell me? Why did you stop writing? I thought it was for the best. My parents, they'd never accept us." Clara moved on. She married a kind, older man named Samuel, building a quiet life filled with respect and companionship. David, too, tried to move forward, but the shadow of his lost love lingered in his heart. Years later, as illness weakened him, David penned one final letter to Clara. A letter filled with the words, "He never had the courage to say, I've loved you since the first time we sat under the oak tree. Losing you was my greatest mistake. I hope you found happiness, even if it's without me." Determined to deliver the letter himself, David set out for Clara's home. But the journey proved too much for him. He collapsed just steps from her door, the letter clutched tightly in his hand. The next morning, Samuel found him. Though it pained him, he gave the letter to Clara. As she read it, tears flowed freely, her heart aching for the love they had lost.
I forgive you, David. I always have under the shade of their old oak tree." Clara laid flowers, saying her final goodbye to the boy she once loved and the man who never stopped loving her. Their story, the last letter, reminds us to cherish love, to speak our hearts, and to hold on to the memories that shape who we are.